Bitter Sweet Symphony. That is Verve at 95.9 Bob FM. Allie and Daniel are here from the City Cali County Health Department. How are you guys doing?
We're well.
Doing well.
Things doing all right?
Yes.
Just, I thought that was interesting that you were telling me that when respiratory season rolls around, it's actually October that's like the most intense time for you. Really?
Yeah.
Why is that exactly?
We're doing all the immunizations that season. We're trying to get everybody
prepared. Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So it gets hectic.
Yes.
You're really busy.
Really busy. Lots of
questions. Do people fight? Have you and Daniel like ever went toe to toe and it's like,
no, never?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. He's your wingman. He's the guy that keeps it all.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Okay. All right. Allie, how have you been? How are things going over at the health department? You said ice cream and that got me fired up.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun. This month is our 80th anniversary, so we've been doing lots of different things to celebrate. We have decorations in both of our lobbies, and one of the things that we're doing this week, actually, here in Arc City, is hosting an ice cream social for families at Paris Park. So we have that coming up. That's at 6 p.m. at Paris Park this Thursday.
What does that cost me?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope. You just need to come and bring a good attitude.
You buried the lead. Free ice cream is what you're saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Free ice cream tomorrow.
Yep. What are your favorite styles of ice cream? What are your favorite kinds?
Oh, man. I love ice cream. I'm really not so picky.
That's true. You could probably feed me spinach ice cream, and I'd be like, well, I mean, it is ice cream after all.
I think you could make it work somehow.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Or broccoli ice cream. What's your favorite?
Oh, Daniel. Tough one. Always partial to pistachio ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't mind it, except it's green.
Sure.
That's the part that kind of...
But
that's
you just
like
said
with the
spinach ice cream.
That's true. I said I could eat it. I didn't say
it. It would probably be
love
green.
Love eating it.
Yeah.
So, when does this event go on again, and where do I go?
This is going to be at Paris Park here in Arc City. It's going to be on Thursday, July 16th from 6 to 7:30.
So, we're talking tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yep, we're ready. I better go get the ice cream. Yeah.
Just surprise the heck out of Allie. She's like, oh, man, I better get that ice cream. How hot will it be out there? Gotta keep that from melting.
That's a good question.
We need to check that
temp. We need
to do some
logistics work. Yeah.
That sounds like fun, though. That's going to be a good time. What else do you have coming up? Because start of school, obviously, that's going to mean that's another busy time for you, too, right? I mean, immunizations, all that.
Right. We are also going to be hosting Chamber Coffee on Thursday, the 23rd in Winfield at 10 a.m. at the Chamber office. That's another one of our birthday celebrations. We, of course, back to school season, so we'll be doing lots of different immunizations and health assessments and that type of thing. So if you know somebody who has a small kiddo, encourage them to start getting ahead of the ball now before August hits, because that is a very busy time for everybody.
August, October, there are busy months there.
Yes.
There are ones you see on the calendar coming up, you're like, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, it's actually funny. When we look at our distributions of patient flow throughout the year, it's like once we get to really the end of July through all the way through November, it's like way up there compared
to the rest
of the year.
That's when people are really coming through. And,
and super busy.
Talk to me, and we hadn't talked about this off the air, but this is something that I've seen a couple of times. It's like a pretty nasty tick season.
I'm
hearing that. Yeah, why is that? Is it because mostly the rain, or what causes that to be so aggressive?
I mean, that's definitely a contributing factor. This area is usually pretty bad for
ticks,
actually.
Of course, sure. Yes,
so,
you're right, yeah.
It is more across the state this year, so I think there's increased messaging, but that's a consistent problem for Cali County.
Okay. All right. So what do I do to stay safe about that one? Especially because I read one about one that can make you like lifelong allergic to red meat.
Oh, yeah. That's
that would be a
Lone
nightmare.
Star tick. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like that tick at all.
If you're going to be going outside, of course, wear insect repellent if you can. Make sure that you're checking yourself when you come in around your ankles and things like that. If you're going outside, stay on paths if you can, things that are paved or mowed down. Staying out of that brush is a really great way to avoid ticks. But overall, just being pretty careful and very attentive when you're done with being outside.
Also, the creases of your body. They love that. The couple of times I've had one, I'm like, why is it in that wrinkle? He's hanging out in there.
Yeah, and like behind your knee is a pretty common place for
Right.
them. So definitely be very
Just be careful.
Yeah. Very
natural. Allie and Daniel from the City Cali County Health Department, they always have. And we talked about respiratory time coming up, of course. You're going to want to think about your immunizations then and all that. It's just, there's always something to be thinking about. How are things going for you? How many months is this on the job now?
Oh, goodness. We're getting close to month six.
Really?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. I saw Tom in here the other day. He seems lighter. He seems a little more...
I think he's having fun.
A little more chill. And the hair's growing out a little bit.
Yes.
He's becoming Wild Man Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. So how are things going for you, though? Do you feel like you're getting the hang of it? Things going well?
I think that we're getting to a really great spot. I think Daniel and I figured out how to do a lot of things and...
Have you been heckled or anybody throw a tomato at you or anything like that?
No, nobody's done anything
like
that.
I'll do that for you.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Great. Is that going to be before our picture?
While you have the ice cream, I'll just be like, boom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we are taking pictures now, by the way. We're doing promo stuff.
Right.
Does Daniel do photos?
Not usually, no. You should look at his badge photo.
Yeah, it's...
I saw that.
It's a pretty grumpy looking photo.
He looks super upset about the job. I'm like, you accepted it. Why are you...
It looks like he'd just been incarcerated.
Yeah.
You see that picture? I'm like, wow, did you just get hauled in for something?
I'm bringing that DMV energy to the badge photo.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Okay, all right. That's what you think about.
Mm.
Yeah, aren't you... You guys are right over there by the DMV, too, aren't
building.
You?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a place that...
Yep.
I don't know why I feel so anxious when I go in there, but... They're always usually nice to me,
yeah,
but...
The people at our office are friendly, but it's a process, yeah? I feel that way, too. Mm-hmm.
So, what does the rest of the year look like for you? Anything else? I mean, obviously, we talked about the flu, and we talked about going back to school. Anything else that, as that holiday season approaches, that really is on your radar?
Those are going to be our big ones this month. Daniel's actually producing a series of videos about our health department, so those are going to be coming out on Fridays.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes. So I encourage people to check those out. Those will be on our social media pages and on our YouTube page, so you can definitely connect with them there. But otherwise, once we get to the end of this month, we're really all back to school, and then respiratory season and holidays.
And what is the content of those, the videos you're making?
Well, we released our first one last Friday. That one's kind of covering the history of the health department, which shout out to the Cali County Historical Society Museum. They were kind enough to let us film in the museum.
Those people know so much
and
can tell you so many interesting things about Cali County. If you ever have time to go in there, folks, and just get lost in there for a little bit.
Yeah, the museum is awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. You'd be like, wow, this place is changed so much in the last 50, 7500 years. Yeah,
right.
For sure. But back to the videos.
Oh, yeah. So this next one that will be released this Friday is going over kind of the present of the health department. So some of the stuff that we're up to, especially in our clinic. And then we'll be having another video coming out next Friday. And then, of course, the Friday following.
Who is the videographer in the group? Is that Daniel?
It's Daniel, and he's incredible.
Really?
Yes,
he edits, he does it?
He does it, he directs, he tells me what to do, and he's so patient.
Does he have a megaphone or whatever so he can, like, move to the left?
No, but he has been doing lots of things like this. I learned that actually really matters.
Really?
Yeah, so.
He's really very talented, honestly.
Yes. Thank you.
Allie and Daniel right there from the City Cali County Health Department. If you need a video made, call Daniel. He'll come over and do it. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right, we'll be back. Keep it here with the good guys. Bob FM, you're at 95.9.